Blog Talk Radio.
Excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed Reiki Master teacher working in the field of energy medicine. I'm also an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences called Angels of Fate. And the fact that, as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they're no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment of the now where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call my posse. They have an irreverent, very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, balance, peace, and joy in their lives. So like my posse, I'm very excited to take some calls today. If you would like some free angel advice, call the show now on 646-716-6794. Again, that's 646-716-6794. I see that we have several callers on the line, and if you would just wait about 2 or 3 minutes, I'd like to introduce the topic for today. Thanks for tuning in to Angel Healing House Radio. On today's program, we're going to travel to a destination that affects the whole world every single second of every single day, and everyone will realize and experience its effects, but very few people will be cognizant of it because they will not openly acknowledge it, and this destination is the angelic realm. For the past 10 years, since I have openly and consciously connected with my angels, my world has become filled with more love, courage, strength, acceptance, faith, and grace than I could have ever possibly imagined. I've nurtured my relationship with my angelic family into a strong, respectful, and loving connection, and I endearingly refer to them as my posse, as they always have my back, and they've never failed to guide, protect, and unconditionally cherish me. Now, being an angel practitioner and being able to hear, see, and being a channel to bring forth their messages, the number one question that I get from people is, how can I connect better to my angels so that I can hear their messages? So we will delve into that topic today. But first, I'm going to take some callers. I see that the first one that called in was 313. So let's go to the phone lines. Caller 313. You're on the air with Angel Healing House.
Hi,
hello.
Candy. Hello, Candy.
Hello. What is your name?
My name is Ibata.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. What was your name?
Ibata.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Do you have a question for myself and my posse combined?
Yes. I've been divorced now for almost 3 years, and I've been celibate, and I just had a question about you know, relationships, and I just moved to a new state, and I was just wondering if there are any possibilities that someone would be coming into my life.
Okay. This is, you're not alone in this, as it seems. The whole world is looking for love, just about. Well, I have to tell you, first of all, that the message that they're bringing forth is, do not look outside of yourself for love. That's number one. Because the more you search outside of yourself for love, the more you will be disappointed. They want you to put your emphasis on not searching on love, but they want you to put your emphasis on nurturing and nourishing who you are. That's number one. Because the greatest love of all that can appear in our reality will only appear there once we have that solid self-love inside. Have you heard about the laws of attraction?
Yes.
Okay. So in order to understand the laws of attraction, what appears in your reality is only the matching energy and vibration and frequency which you hold. And a lot of people keep on looking outside of themselves to be loved, to be fulfilled. And it can't happen if you're empty inside and you're not fully loving yourself. Now, the ways we love ourselves are physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So they're saying, make sure that you look after yourself physically by looking after your diet and exercise. Mentally, by monitoring your thoughts. They're saying here that it's not as if we can't ever have a negative thought, but how much time we spend dwelling on that. And those negative thoughts are sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, and anger. And if we keep putting our emphasis on those things, all we're doing is facing the past and not being proactive and active with our lives. So the angels are really telling you that the best way to bring a cherished love into your life is by really cherishing, honoring, and respecting and acknowledging who you are. Then you change your frequency inside, and then you will be amazed at how your reality will start to change.
Yes, I'm perfectly aware of that.
Okay. And it's just this year of 2012 also is like a new slate. Is like everything. I had a caller actually on last show, and they're showing me pretty much for you what they showed for her is that everything before 2012 was so what? You know, they're just showing me that it really doesn't matter what happened before this, whether it was relationship breakdowns or things that, you know, weren't honoring to you. But they're saying that in this year of 2012, you have the possibility and the limitless possibilities to not only bring that beautiful love to yourself, but be that perfect love inside of you.
Right. That's exactly what I'm resonating.
Yeah. And so I would love to hear how you nourish and nurture yourself, and all the things that you're going to do to build up that vibration inside of you, and emotionally make yourself the happiest and the most blissful and peaceful that you can possibly be. One thing they are tapping me on the shoulder about is they're saying the more that you can be creative, the more that you can be creative, the more you're in your bliss. And the more you're in your bliss and the more you remain in your bliss, then the more happy you are. And the greater the happiness you have is the more abundance you feel, and then that will go out and that frequency will bring you back an abundance of love.
Right. That's exactly true. When I'm in that element of creativity, I am in a state of bliss. But the things that I do, I meditate a lot. I pray a lot. And most of all, I try to stay in the moment. I make it a point to stay in the moment.
Okay. And
when I do that, I find that I am one with myself.
Exactly. So that's what they want to do. They want to make sure each of us stays in the present moment and that we are creative. And when we do that, our frequencies go through the roof, and then we will draw people, opportunities, connections to us of the highest resonance. So I hope that information has been helpful for you today, and I would love to know where your journey takes you. I'd love to get an email from you. My email address is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. So have a glorious day, and I thank you for calling in.
And you have a glorious day as well. You're welcome.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was a great way to start off the show. One of the greatest ways that we draw absolute bliss and abundance to ourselves is when we ourselves feel that abundance. And that comes from, again, the angels are saying those two words are nurturing and nourishing ourselves and being in our creative bliss. And everyone has that spark inside of them to be creative. And they want me to remind listeners that most people aren't creative is because they put too much emphasis on the end result of the artwork, the music, the singing, the dancing, whatever it is, and not just on that feeling of joy when you are creating. So let's go to the phone and let's take another call. Next one is the 561 number. Welcome to Angel Healing House. You're on the line. Hello, Paula.
Hello, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Lena.
Hi, Lena. How are you today?
Hi. Hey, how are you?
I'm very, very well. What's your question?
My question is, I have a legal situation pending. It's a personal injury suit, and I wanted to see when you think this might be resolved and I'd be able to get the payment.
Okay. All right. Things like this weigh very, very heavy on us, Lena. And how long ago was this?
What, that the accident happened?
Yes.
It happened in September.
Sorry, what date?
In September.
Okay. Well, I'm picking up from the angels that yes, there will be remuneration for this, but they want me to tell you that the greatest way that you are going to speed this along and the greatest way that you are going to, get reparation for it is to put all of your focus and attention on forgiveness. That's number one. If you do not do this, then it's going to drag. Put your emphasis on forgiveness and unconditional love for all parties concerned. Now, the reason for this is, if this happened in your reality, which we know it did, if this happened to you, this means that it was brought to you because for a higher purpose. A lot of times people don't understand that the universe is not for us or against us. God, angels, universe, source, whatever you want to call us. It's always supporting who we are. Most people don't understand that every thought they have, every feeling in their heart, and every word they say is only two things. It's only positive or negative. And if it's negative, the universe acts like a bank. And every day, okay, say I say, wake up one morning and I say, oh, it's an awful day because it's raining. The universe hears the word awful and then it says, oh, thank you very much. You're depositing a negative unit into the universe of the bank, or the bank of the
mm-hmm.
universe. And every time you use any negativity in your thoughts, your words, or the feelings in your heart, it deposits negativity in the bank. Okay, so think how many negative thoughts we don't consciously realize, we unconsciously use all the time. You know, people say, I hate debt. I want to get out of debt. The universe doesn't hear
mm-hmm.
money. It hears debt, so it keeps putting
mm-hmm.
negative units in. And so somewhere down the track, because the universe of the bank or the bank of the universe must pay us dividends on what we put into that bank, when we drop the iron on our foot, when we have a car accident, when we have an altercation with someone, there's a pendulum must swing back and it must pay us on all of those negative things that we've put in the bank. Now, in order to clear out the bank of the universe of the negative things that we've put in, we then have to be very conscious of what we think, what we say, and the words in our and the feelings in our heart. And the more positive we can be, the more positive units that we keep depositing in that bank of the universe, and then we feel abundant, and then the universe brings us back positive people, positive events, positive opportunities, positive connections. So the two words in particular, Lena, that they keep stressing here is forgiveness and, another one that they're saying is acceptance. Acceptance for what happened and unconditional love. These things will then change your reality and you'll feel softer, you'll feel more yielding, you'll feel more receptive, and you will be more receiving. And when we're receiving, we open ourselves up to receive more love, to receive more honor, more respect, and more money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand all those things. Just sometimes it's not easy to, when you're going through it, to, you know, stay so positive, stay so, you know, stay in forgiveness when there are other things going on around
it.
So I do understand. I've been learning to, I mean, I've been having to deal with forgiveness for a long time in my life.
Yeah, and you know what? All forgiveness is a choice. You know, people
mm-hmm.
say, I can't forgive such and such. But, you know, when we get up in the morning and we're still in bed, we think to ourselves, pancakes would be nice. And we get out of bed and we're putting on our slippers and we go, oh, no, eggs and toast would be nice. And then we step into the shower and we think, oh, no, I'm going to have porridge and bananas. And then we get out of the shower and we dry ourselves and we go, oh, no, maybe I'll have a burrito for breakfast. And then by the time we put our clothes on and we walk into the kitchen, we go, no, I think I'll have pancakes. So in that half an hour or whatever, we've already changed our mind four or five times. Well,
mm-hmm.
forgiveness is exactly the same. It's only a choice. And the more, like anything else, things become a habit. Unforgiveness is a habit. Forgiveness is a practice. The only way you forgive is to forgive. And the more you forgive, the better you will feel, because you will lift the burden of carrying that unforgiveness around. And it's one of the most selfish things that you can do is to forgive, because you feel lighter, you will feel freer. Because the
mm-hmm.
other person doesn't walk around one iota of their life and think, oh, well, you know, Lena doesn't forgive me, because it's not even a blip on their radar screen. The only person we hurt with not forgiving somebody is ourselves.
Right.
Okay. So I hope that advice has been helpful to you. The angels are really applauding you by being patient, and they say, practice the forgiveness, practice unconditional love, not only for others, but really more importantly for yourself, and you'll see a huge difference in your reality.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Lena. Have a blessed, beautiful day. Take care. And that was very, very good advice and guidance from the angels there about forgiveness and unconditional love. You know, I see that we have a 302 caller on the line, too. You've been holding quite a while. Let's go to that caller now. 302, you're on the line.
Hi there.
Angel Healing House. Hello. What's your name?
Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What's your
good
question?
I have been out of work, and I've been looking for a job, and have had some interviews and haven't landed anything yet.
Right.
I'm trying to feel, like, abundant, and, like, it's a good thing I didn't get the other jobs because they weren't right for me in some way. But I'm wondering, you know, what, you know, it's been 7 or 8 months now, so I'm wondering
okay
what's down the pike.
Okay, let's have a look into Jackie. Here. First of all, they're asking me to ask you what you love doing.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
what?
I've been in sales, so, and that's kind of, I'm good at it, you know, so
yeah,
that's what the jobs I've been going after.
Just because we're good at something doesn't mean that it makes our heart sing. And I know where the angels and my posse are going with this. To use myself as an example, I started off life as a primary school teacher. You know, I was very, very creative. I was a very good writer. I was very musical. There were a lot of things that I did from a creative point of view, but because one had to be sensible and get a sensible job, you know, in my day, you know, go for to be a secretary, a nurse, or a teacher, and I became a teacher. I was very good as a primary school teacher, but it never really made my heart sing. You know,
mm-hmm,
I was always doing it for somebody else. And when I finally tapped into sitting in that silence, into that reflection and saying, what do I love to do? And then, you know, then really tapping into my heart, it certainly wasn't, it wasn't primary school teaching. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it certainly didn't make my heart sing. So the first thing the angels are asking you is, this is a quiet time. This is a lull that we're in now, certainly in the months of January and February, and I know you've been in a lull for 8 months. This time is actually a blessing for you because a lot of things have been blocked because it's getting you to say, do I really want to do sales? I mean, just because you've done something before doesn't mean you have to keep doing it.
Right, but, I mean, there's the practical matter of...
There's no question about that, that there is the practical matter. But if you put money or you put anything else before, especially in this year of 2012, if you put those things before what makes Jackie's heart sing and what gives you absolute joy and bliss, then you're always going to be coming up in some area and some frequency of your life as being inauthentic, not honest, not transparent, and not open. And that's exactly what we need to be now. So I'm not saying that, you know, you should, if you get a sales job tomorrow, don't grab it. But they are saying to you that it's time for you to just start thinking about what is it that if you lose all track, you lose all track of time and you absolutely adore doing, and you could get paid and remunerated for it, what is it that you would be doing?
Yeah, I have no idea. I'd be doing it right now if I knew.
Okay, well, that's also the reason why you're in this quiet time and why nothing has shown up for you yet. They want you really to go in your heart. I'll give you an example. Say you woke up tomorrow and Oprah Winfrey was so sick of all her billions, and she dropped her money into your bank account. Okay, so suddenly you wake up and you have Oprah Winfrey's money. Now it's your money. You know, she doesn't want the responsibility anymore, and so you now have the money. What would you be doing with the rest of your life?
No idea.
Okay, that's the reason why you're in a lull. They're actually giving you this time as a blessing to start considering who Maggie is and what her gifts, okay, they're giving me the word gifts, skills, and talents are. Your gifts, your skills, and your talents, that when you do them, you lose all track of time, you are so proud of yourself, you know, you're passionate about it, and you probably would be doing it even if you did have all the money in the world. This what I do, and also my writing, is breathing for me. And it's nice to get remunerated for those gifts and talents, but ultimately the reason you're doing it, because you are an integral part of the planet. And your vibrational frequency and energy is so very important to keep at a high, peaceful, happy, joyful, blissful rate. That when you're doing that, anything, just for the money, then there's a part of you that's not authentic. So they really want to stress for you to some time in reflection, in silence. You know, they're saying now you have the time. Now you have the time to consider who is Jackie and what does Jackie love doing? This is what I've been helping clients with for the better part of the last 10 years. Most people aren't proactive about following their gifts and talents. It's because they're so busy hanging on to a lot of the times anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, and regret, and they're facing backwards in their life. They're seeing their lives from lack of what they don't have instead of opening themselves up to the limitless possibilities that the universe can give to us. So, you know, and once you do that, you can be proactive with your life and move forward. Because every time we move forward in joy and we start honoring and respecting ourselves, then the universe will match that tenfold and bring to us the people, the opportunities, and the connections. And most of the time people can't see that because they're faced backwards in sadness and anger instead of proactively moving on with their life. You know, like the last caller I had, the way to get beyond the anger is actually forgiveness and acceptance for what actually is. So I would go so far as to say, Jackie, is to thank this time that you have been given, because it is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And if once you see it as a gift, your energies inside, and really get that, your energies inside of you will start to rise. You'll start to feel better about your situation. You won't see it as so much of a dark cloud. And you'll go,
well, and I have been grateful for this time, but it's like, okay, it's been 8 months. Let's get moving.
Okay. Now they're bringing up the words divine timing. They want you to know that that you could be like 5 seconds away from a wonderful position. We never know how close we are, and they certainly won't give us time because you know time doesn't exist across the veil. But they will say that they are so proud of you because of your, you know, the way that you keep going and the way that you're optimistic. But they want you to put more attention on not just sales, because that's, you know, what you have to do, what you're supposed to do, what you should be doing. Because anytime you get into those three have to, shoulds, and supposed to, your vibrations dip down dramatically. And so that's all that they're saying to you, is put your emphasis on being the happiest that you possibly could be.
Mm-hmm.
And say, what is it that I am passionate about And one of the reasons you can't come up with anything is because you haven't thought about it. You haven't given yourself the opportunity to really sit with it and say, what makes Jackie happy when she's doing it? So I think that's going to open a lot of doors for you once you see yourself as not limited to just sales. This is an interesting example of this is my husband was in press advertising and marketing and sales for 22 years. He was so good at it, he could sell snow to the Eskimos, and they would say thank you very much. You know, he was a consummate salesman, and, everyone loved him. But it just didn't float his boat. And then we got married 8 years ago, and he saw the joy and the passion that I have for what I do. And he thought to himself, it's not fair. It's not fair how some people like my wife can go to bed at night and can't wait to get up in the morning and go to work and do what she does. She doesn't even she doesn't say that she works. You know, they say find a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life. And he says, I want to do that. And he thought back to when he was 14 years old, Jackie, and he went for an audition for a commercial shoot to be an actor on a commercial. He wasn't particularly good as the actor, but he loved all the production work. And in that moment, he said, that's what I'm going to do. I want to get into the film industry. And he got confirmation, which is goosebumps all up and down his body. And he said, that's it. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I will do this and I will not leave the planet. He didn't start until he was 38 years of age. And many people will tell you that that is very, very late to start in the film industry. But he joined a networking group. He became runners on films, unpaid, like a gopher or whatever, just to be on a film set. And the film set became his experience, his film school. And over time, people started to notice him, and he became a production assistant. And then we were living in Australia at the time. Anyway, long story short, we followed our intuitions, and we're now living in Los Angeles. And he's worked his way up from being a production assistant to a second assistant director. He's been a first assistant director. He's also he's working on The Voice. One of the most popular shows in America. He does commercial work. And this is only after 4 years of saying to himself, I will not leave the planet until I realize my joy of working in the film industry. Anyone can do this, Jackie. All you need is just to put your focus and attention on what makes your heart sing and what you are passionate about.
Well, okay, I've been trying to do that.
Okay, all right. And they're saying, do your best and leave the rest. Do not get down on yourself because we never, again, they're showing me a finishing line. We never know how close we are. And a lot of people give up right before they cross that finish line.
Mm-hmm.
They are saying, you are so very close. And also, it's a test of our faith. And the only way we have faith is by having faith.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love to hear where your journey takes you. I'd love for you to send me an email. Please don't give up, Jackie.
Okay. I can't.
I know. Well, you know what? Some people do. And they're just applauding you for your strength and your courage and keeping that smile on your face and saying, I will keep going.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. You have an absolutely beautiful day.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
And that's a good thing for all of my listeners to really understand. We never know how close we truly are to our dreams and our goals and the things that we want in our and we long in our hearts. And the only way that you can endure is by enduring and just keeping that dream alive. The dream is a wish your heart makes. And just by focusing on that and putting your attention on it, the laws of attraction have to come around. They have to come around. And the more that you can let go of that sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that I've helped many, many people over the last 10 years to stop putting their focus on that and putting their focus on being proactive to their life, absolute miracles and magic show up in their lives. So let's go to the next caller. Caller 219, you're on the air with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello. I just want to, I do understand my journey, and I know what I want for my life. And, yes, there may be times when I could get some advice because I'm open to advice. But right now I'm calling to find out more about, as I go forward, my abundance level concerning my professional life.
Okay. First of all, the angels are going to ask you questions. Are you doing what you are so joyful and blissful doing?
That's what, yes, I am, and I am hoping not to get off that path.
Okay. I feel that, you know, you're not being remunerated monetarily enough for this, or that you feel that you should be given more.
Not yet. I'm still reaching out to find the perfect aligned partnership.
Okay. What you're doing, does that need to have a partner to in order for you to do it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me see here. I do believe that you will bring to yourself a partner, and it's going to come as a result of, they're actually saying that the more you let go of, sort of stressing the how and the when of this happening, the more you just put your focus on your intentions, the more that it's going to come in. Have you ever written what is called a decree?
Well, I've written goals, and
okay.
Know exactly. It's funny because people always say, "Are you sure what you want to have in life?" And I've always been sure what I want to experience.
Okay. Now, a decree is different from writing your goals. A decree is a sacred text that you write between you and the universe, God, and angels, in which you say, thank you for, because by saying thank you for this, you're stating that it's already yours, and you just have not brought it into the physical field of reality yet. Because the universe, God, angels, they always know what you want before you know you want it. That's how in tune they are with us. So you say, thank you for, and fill in the blanks. Thank you for this extraordinary partnership that I have, that, and just go on to, it's honorable, it's loyal, it's trustworthy, it's creative, whatever you want this partnership to be. You say thank you for, and you list those things. Then if you want to go on, you say thank you for my business, and list how wonderful it is going to be working with this partner of yours. And whatever you want else to write in this decree, some people write decrees in order to meet a wonderful, cherished partner in their lives, or romantic partners, or for health, or for all kinds of things. Then they're showing me that they want you to take this decree, and they want you to sleep with it under your bed, under your pillow. Morning and night, they want you to take it out and to make very sacred time to read out this piece of paper. And don't just read it out in parrot fashion. So when you're reading it out, you say, you feel it in your heart, and you close your eyes and you visualize what that feels like to be working with that kindred spirit, what that feels like to be working with that person that is so aligned with you and doing what you love doing and what they love doing, that it almost becomes a dance that the two of you are doing. Okay, they're showing me a dance now, which is kind of like, you know, you're waltzing together, but you're in sync with one another. That's what they're getting at, and they want you to visualize that. And not only just visualize it, but feel in your heart what that feels like working with that partner. And those are the energies that are going to heighten your frequency. And because of the laws of attraction, that's going to send those frequencies, those energies out to bring you back that like-minded partner outside of yourself. They're also reminding you and reminding all the listeners that we are in a quiet time at the moment. We are in a bit of a lull. This business of yours, is it a particularly new business?
It's not so much a business. I'm more of a very highly in-demand invention.
Oh, and a high in demand of invention. That's wonderful.
Based on
okay.
the evaluations that I have. It's not a self-professed highly evolved. It's based on the evaluation that it has gotten. So.
Okay, but they're also saying that now is a quiet time. This is a quiet time, and of January, February, getting into March, certainly March, the middle of March, the end of March, we should see more forward movement towards the realization of our dreams and wishes coming true. I don't think things are actually going to, they're showing me fireworks now, become like tremendous until September or the end of the year, but they're saying hold tight to your dreams. Do this decree, write this decree, and visualize it and feel it in your heart, and hold tight for about another mid-March, maybe towards the end of the March, we're going to see more forward movement in giving us more puzzle pieces towards the realization of those wishes and dreams coming true.
Okay.
Okay, I hope that's been helpful to you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right.
And that's good advice for us all. Hold tight to your dreams. You never really know how close we all are to realize our dreams and our wishes coming true. And the only thing that we need is to keep having faith. Again, I like to say the expression that the only way we learn faith is to have faith. So I'm going back to my posse of angels. They've often told me that the connection to our angels is no different from our connection to anyone else. So imagine if you wanted to establish a relationship with a friend, okay? But the only time you sought this particular friend out and you called them was to complain and beg and plead and cry and scream that life was not working out the way you wanted it to. You know, most probably a really good friend would hang in there for a while and they'd listen to you complain. They might even put their arm around your shoulder or pat you on the hand. They might even give you advice and make you a cup of tea. But what if you never took this friend's advice and you never called them with anything nice to say or anything fun or joyful, and all that the relationship was just, it was merely a sounding board or a source of complaining. I can only imagine that after a while, the bond of this friendship would wear pretty thin and that this friend would no longer want to be your friend, because who wants to be just a source of complaining, okay? So people ask over and over again to hear the messages from their angels, But the number one thing that stops them from hearing them is that they do not take the time to listen. Okay? The resonance and the energy of the angels' voices are of such a high frequency that most of the time it cannot be heard above the noise and the distraction of our modern world. Now, making the time to sit in silence and reflection with no other distraction is a great starting point to firstly acknowledge that you want to make a connection to your angels and that you're actually making it a priority in your life and you want to honor this connection. Doing this on a regular daily basis at the same time is a great way to demonstrate to your angels just how much time you honor them and how important their friendship is to you. Now, I would like to go on to my next point and say while you're making your regular connection to your angels is a good starting point, most people do not hear them even if they've made time to listen because they are so set on their own agenda of repeating a laundry list of what is wrong with their life or asking for their prayers to be fulfilled only in one certain way. You know, for instance, several years ago, I had a client who said that although she prayed and she prayed that the angels would send her the money for an updated car, her prayers were not answered. I immediately asked her why she was placing all of her focus solely on one way, which was the money, in order to get a newer car. I then told her that the angels wanted her to have a newer, safer car. They really wanted her to be safe, but that she was actually trying to dictate to God the only way for her car to come into her life. I told her that it would be most beneficial to her if she took off of only one way to receive a car, which was the money, and thanked God for all the miraculous and all the limitless ways that a car could appear in her life. You know, in fact, I told her to wake up every day and thank God for her newer, safer car and to actually feel in her heart that it was already hers and it was actually on the way to her. You know, 3 weeks afterwards, I received a call from this particular client who was so excited that she could hardly speak. She said, "I can't thank you enough. I did exactly what you said over and over and over. And this morning I got a call from my aunt and my uncle. They are moving overseas and had heard from this client's mother that she had wanted a newer car. And they asked her if she would like this second-hand car. And she said, it is a miracle." Well, quite frankly, miracles are in the offering from God and the angels all of the time. It is only us humans that have to get out of our own way in order to allow the infinite ways for more, for the miracle to manifest in our reality. So, once we've made time to connect with our angels, and not only made time, once we stop with our own agenda and we really start to listen, we start to really connect and commune with our angels. Now, a lot of times people ask me, what is my angel's name? And most times I've heard is it doesn't matter. Names matter to people on the human planet, Earth, but most of the time, people do not go by names when they're in the spirit world, the etheric, the angelic world. And the reason for that is because the light that is shining out of them is so strong and is so special and unique that people can tell who that person is by their beautiful light and their vibration inside of them, and they actually don't need a name. So you can connect with your angels even if you do not have a name that you can pin on them. If you want to establish an even stronger connection with the angelic realm, it's really important to create a sacred space where you can commune with them. because the more you raise the energetic vibrations of the space around you that you intend to use, the more the angels will like and feel comfortable spending time there. And while angels can be found in all kinds of places because of their higher frequencies, they are more attracted to places of peace, of joy, of harmony, and love. Many of my clients who have created a peaceful spiritual haven where they can completely relax and clear their thoughts and open up their heart to the angels have had amazing angelic connections. So it's really important to accomplish the above that you follow these following steps. Number one is to purify your environment. Now, what does that mean? Okay, number one is most important is to clear away clutter in your life. Now, this will help dispel any negativity that might have accumulated. We know from a feng shui point of view that the more light and the more flow of clear energies there is, the more it helps us to be uncluttered inside. When we start to get rid of unwanted possessions, we feel clearer, we feel lighter, and we feel less weighed down. Also, get rid of anything which has a negative attachment, especially those things associated with any previous negative relationships. You know, years ago, a client of mine said that although she had cleared her home from clutter, she still felt pretty weighed down and drained. So I asked her, and I thought for a while, and I asked her if she was still hanging on to her ex-husband's marriage certificate and her ex-wedding DVD. She was surprised that she was still hanging on to those things. So after she got rid of them, she called me and told me that she felt lighter and she felt more happy than she had in a very long time. Remember, all things contain energies. And it's those energies that are within our environment that are either positive or negative. And if they're negative, they will be affecting your energy on some level. So get rid of all the clutter and get rid of anything that when you look at it, it makes you feel angry or sad, bitter, resentment, or regretful. Just give it away. Pass it along. So number two, after we've decluttered, is clean. Clean the room thoroughly. As you do this, open the windows, allow the light to stream in. Be happy and joyful as you clean. And while cleaning may not be our favorite thing to do, remember that it is the intent in your heart that is important to remind yourself while you're doing it. And so while you're doing it, you say, I'm doing this to promote angelic connection. And thirdly, write and say an invocation to welcome the angels into your space. You can say, thank you, angels, for coming in and for giving me messages of peace and love and hope and faith and courage and strength and joy. You know, some of my clients have done this for their whole house, and then there are others who have done it for either a special room or even a corner of a room where they can create a special sacred angel place in their heart, in their house, and also, that's funny, also in their hearts. So once you've decluttered and cleansed and you have a special place picked out, you can put a table in a corner or a box and cover it with your favorite beautiful piece of fabric. You can place some cherished and precious things on the altar, a beautiful statue, maybe a picture of angels that you have, crystals and flowers, candles. There's certain essential oils that you can put on there. Some essential oils that are excellent for spiritual practices are sandalwood, cedar wood, rose, myrtle, and jasmine. Angels will be drawn to the atmosphere of beauty and love that you've created using aromas. And also, try to put living energies on top of your sacred space or table, where you'll be using it for angel connection. And two of the things that you can do are put crystals and flowers and plants on there. And try to spend a few moments every day at your altar. And each time you come to your altar, you will be consecrating your sacred space, and it will store the energy that you are creating. You know, many people put crystals on their altar because crystals have a strong affinity with the angelic realms. And by placing the crystals on your altar, you relax, and you can also dedicate the crystals to the angelic realm by saying, I dedicate these crystals to the angelic realm as a bridge between heaven and earth to deepen my connection and heighten my receptivity to the guidance of the angelic streams of consciousness. Some good crystals that I can recommend to you for angelic connection are celestite, that's C-E-L-E-S-T-I-T-E, angelite, A-N-G-E-L-I-T-E, and also amethyst. There are many, many others. If you would like to ask me some questions about the crystals, which you can put on your wonderful sacred space to bring in the angels, you can call. You can send me an email, Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse, all one word, .com. So just wrapping up on how to connect with our angels, it's a good thing for you to purify your thoughts, as we spoke about with some of the callers today. Purify your body. Make sure that you only ingest and eat those things of higher vibration, and avoid certain places and people of negativity. And the more you do this, the more you will be able to raise your vibrational energy and to commune and to connect with our wonderful angelic realm. So I want to thank all my callers today, and of course to all my listeners. If you didn't have the chance to speak with me today, please tune in, or possibly you can call for your own angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session on 831-277-3716. I'd like to leave you today and say angels are there for all of us, as they are a part of all that already exists for us in this beautiful world of ours, if we would just open our hearts to see them. In fact, we live in a limitless world. There's unlimited air to breathe, ample lighting to see, wonderful music, books to read, stars to dream and make wishes on, trees to be inspired, places to dance, friends to confide in, rivers to flow down, rains to cleanse us so that we are anew. Perceive the world through your heart, and you will begin to see absolute magic, miracles, and wonders. So that just about wraps up the show today. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, and also this show Thursdays Pacific Time at 10 a.m. If you would like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns in and Out, please go to Angel Healing House website, angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling session and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. Call me today on 831-277-1. Again, 831-277-3716. And until next time, allow your absolute radiant light to shine and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all. Until next time, goodbye.